It's the end of the road, or at least the end of the line, for an icon of the old Soviet Union. Just a few weeks from now, the last Volga automobile will roll off the assembly line in Russia. The sedan was once known as the Russian Mercedes, a status symbol for Soviet bureaucrats and secret agents. But it's been a rough ride for the Volga since the end of the Cold War. Laura Lynch has this report from the streets of Moscow.
They're out there weaving in and out of Moscow's famously jammed boulevards. The Volga still claiming its place on the streets and in the hearts of Russians who remember a better time for the former king of the Soviet road.
Hello.
Hello.
Mikhail?
Mikhail Shabalov stands tall beside his 1998 model. The security guard beams with pride, exposing a mouth full of gold-capped teeth that mark a contrast with his silver car. The engine turns over, Shabalov shoves the stick into gear, rolls into traffic, and declares a lifelong love affair with a car even he admits isn't the best. He should know. This is his sixth Volga.
Of course, foreign cars are good, but I still like the Volga. It's closer to me. It's kind of like a first love. But there's no doubt it's not as good as modern foreign cars.
Sentimentality is getting the Volga nowhere. Here is the reality. An odd mix of music, everything from this unusual arrangement of bolero to soft pop, fills the showroom of a car dealership in the northern part of the city. Whatever the reason for the music, it's certainly not helping sales of the Volga.
Volga, по традиции, имеет своего покупателя в России. Ну, это люди.
The dealer says they only sell two, maybe three a month now. Far more popular is the cheaper Hyundai Coupe. The Volgas sit at the back of the showroom, a thin layer of grime and dust suggesting they're untouched and now unloved. It wasn't always like this. As recently as 2005, then-President Vladimir Putin was showing off his pristine 1956 model Volga to George W. Bush. And the media watched as Bush struggled to figure out how to drive the darn thing.
Giving me a driving lesson.
The Volga was born in the 1950s for the mid-level Soviet bureaucrat. It was built to survive Russian winters, built to withstand rough roads. The car boasted extremely high ground clearance, rugged suspension, a strong engine, and rust-proofing that no other car matched. It was big and it was solid. Soon it became the car of choice for taxi companies, police, and KGB agents. A former spy turned parliamentarian Gennady Gudkov admits some sadness at seeing it pass.
The Volga was a sort of symbol, the symbol of success within society, the symbol of prosperity, the symbol of prestige. Especially for people in power, the black Volga was part and parcel of that.
But with the end of communism came the end of the guaranteed market for the Volga. East Germany, Poland, even Russia itself all started embracing Japanese, German, even U.S. models. Mikhail Shabalov steers his Volga, cracked windshield and all, through traffic and past a statue honoring astronaut Yuri Gagarin. Shabalov can't resist the comparison with what he believes Russia once was and now is.
Gagarin went into outer space. The monument to him is just over there. We were the first to do that. We've been first in many things. We have a very good defense industry. But they don't pay much attention to the automobile industry. Now foreign cars are flooding our country and foreign companies are producing the brands.
The Volga name itself won't disappear. The company has decided to attach it to a new car, the Volga Cyber Sedan. But Chrysler is now involved, so it no longer has a true Russian pedigree. The Volga lasted longer than the Soviet Union, but now it too is fading into Russia's past. For the world, I'm Laura Lynch in Moscow.